Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We were looking at entering into God's rest and what it means to be at rest. We even found out that Noah's name was rest. And the Bible first uses grace. It said Noah found grace in the Lord, which means rest found grace and grace finds rest. When you're at rest, you're using and utilizing the grace that's available to each and every one of us. And so we want to find out how we can get into a place of rest and be at rest even in the most difficult of circumstances. And you know, the Apostle Paul found that. And you remember when Jesus said to him, my grace is sufficient for you, when he was being buffeted, he said, my grace is sufficient for you. Enter into that grace, you'll be at rest. When you're in grace, you're in rest. And God's grace is abounding for us. And so we even see Jesus falling asleep in the boat when the storm was ravaging and raging and all the disciples were panicking. Jesus was at rest. And God wants you and I to be at rest in our faith and trust in Him and the grace that He has supplied for each and every one of us. So we can be in a place of rest. So let's continue finding out how we do this and what it means for us. We're looking at Hebrews 4 and verse 4. So let's continue.
Verse 4, for in a certain place He said this about the seventh day, and God rested on the seventh day from all of His works. Jesus, God the Lord, created the heavens and the earth, right? And then in 6 days, on the seventh day, rested. And He looked at it and He said, it is all very good. It's very good. Now let it be. And He rested. Do you think still they're saying, oh, maybe the planets aren't lining up. Maybe I better throw in a few more stars. I kind of forgot the world's kind of tilting this way. And you know what I'm saying? The galaxy doesn't look too good. I'm not sure. Did we put enough stars and moons and suns in the world? I'm not sure. Let's get Jesus, come here, quick. Throw out another, you know, handful of stars. No, He rested. And now they're still finding stars and galaxies today. Did you just see recently? They found some new planets and whatever. I mean, He's resting and it's still going on. He trusts what He's done. He's at rest. Amen. But we still try to work it. And we're getting good. We do hints with faith. I mean, faith with hints. Shouldn't be so. Right? How are you doing? I'm good, you know. I just haven't got my rent money, but I'm good. Why did you just tell me that? That's faith with hints. Come on. You're not at rest. Now, it takes some effort and training to get there, but it's doable. Amen. The Bible says, have this mind in you that was also in Christ. God would be unfair if He told me I could have the same mindset as Jesus if I couldn't. He says, have. He also says, put on Christ. And listen, when you put Christ on, think about this. And we spoke about this as well, because you've got everything. We've got everything we're ever going to need. How many of you know the weapons of our warfare in Ephesians 6? Okay, what have we got? Helmet of? Salvation. Breastplate of? Belt of? Shoes shod with the preparation of the gospel of? Peace. Shield of, and a two-edged, which is a word of God, the Spirit of the Lord, right? Two-edged sword, right? So now, I want to just submit this to you, and I've mentioned this before, but it bears repeating. I submit to you that you don't take Christ off. God said, put Christ on. He'd never say, take Him off. Some people say, I put my weaponry on in the morning. Now, hold on a second. When you've got Christ in your life, The Bible says in Psalm 27:1, the Lord is my light and my salvation, helmet of salvation. Correct? And then in 2 Corinthians 5:21, the Lord makes you his righteousness. Correct? Breastplate, Jesus. Right? The belt of truth. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. I got Jesus. I got him here. Right? My peace I give you. My peace I leave with you. Not as the world gives, but my peace. Right? You got Jesus. My shield of faith. Galatians 2:20. You all know it. I've been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ that lives me. And the life I live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. So my shield of faith is Christ. For by grace you say, through faith, not of yourselves. Amen. And then the sword of the Spirit. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word that you speak, Jesus, you're covered. You're surrounded. You've got him all over you. Amen. You've got to get these things in your spirit. You've got to start to believe this stuff. You've got to start to get that faith up there so that you can be at rest. When they come to attack you, say, my shield of faith is in place. And now I'm going to speak back, and I'm going to use that two-edged sword. What is Jesus going to do? When he comes back to the earth, when Jesus comes back, he comes, gets his bride, the church, right? We celebrate 7 years marriage festival. Amen. I hope he's got crawfish because I love that. But anyway, 7 years of celebrating, all right, and mussels. Oh, sushi. Do you think they got sushi in heaven? All right, so here we go. God's going to have everything you want. Now listen. So he's going to take us for the 7 year cycle and period of the tribulation, 3 years of 3.5 years of good, 3.5 years of bad, and then he's going to come back with us. Correct? Not on a mule, on stallions. Not on a donkey like the first time he came into Jerusalem. No. He's coming back on a stallion. Amen. He ain't no baby in a manger no more. He's a King of Kings and the Lord of Lords on his thigh, right? And when he comes back, the Bible says he's going to smite the armies of the enemy against Israel, an army of 200 million, that the blood will match the bridles on the horses, on the horse. It'll come up to that height, and the place will be full of kings being devoured by vultures, by the word of his mouth. By the word of his mouth. By the word of his mouth. The word. Your words carry more weight than what people think. That's why the devil gave you a nursery rhyme to confuse you. You know what the nursery rhyme is? Sticks and stones can break my bones, but words can never harm. And we bought the lie. We just had verbal diarrhea. We let it pour out, man. What came to my head, I just let it loose. God said, take those thoughts captive. Before you say that, you're going to end up, oh my goodness. Amen? A fool uttereth all his mind. I was a fool for so many years. A fool uttereth all his mind, but a wise man keepeth it in until afterwards. Is that correct? And so we got to get a hold of this stuff. And so verse 5, we looked at verse 4 of Hebrews 4. Verse 5, and in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest. Seeing therefore, it remaineth that some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached entered not in because of unbelief. You're not going to get into rest because you're not believing God. You're going to be panicking. You're going to stay awake at night. You're going to be, I don't know, your rosary beads. I don't know what you're doing. You're going to be panicking. You're going to be phoning the bank. You're going to be getting a third job. That's what's going to happen. You're not at rest. We've got to get into a place of rest. How do I get there? By believing what God has said. When he said, by the stripes on my back. Come on. You bet coronavirus. God is bigger than coronavirus. Can you say amen? Come on. We got to believe some stuff, actually. And so, verse 9, look what he says. There remaineth therefore a rest for the people of God. How many of you are people of God? We'll have a holy moment, right, in unbelief. Amen. So he says, there remains therefore a rest for the people of God, for he that is entered into his rest, he also has ceased from his own works, as God did from his. Trying to wangle a plan, trying to work the deal, and we start to connive. You see, that's when conniving comes into the situation. When we are relying on us to do and get what we need, rather than relying on him. You see, the Bible says, having done all, stand. So what I do is I get my faith up, I get my belief up, I do what I can, but then I don't start to shenagle and do all those kind of funny things to try and coax people in. I say, okay, Lord, I've done what I can, now I stand. When he says stand, he doesn't mean like this, he means stand in rest. In other words, be at peace, knowing that God's got this. Because 1 John 5:14, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know he hears us, then we know we have the petition we desire of him. So if I know and I believe that God's heard my request, and I know that the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, his ears are open unto their cry. That's Psalm 34:15 and 17 says, the righteous cry out, the Lord hears and delivers him out of all of his troubles. Now I get into a place of rest. I'm believing this. I sleep. I sleep at night and I leave it in God's hands. Amen. But too often we kick him out the driver's seat, throw him in the back, and we carry on driving. I'm telling you. And this is the truth. They could not enter in because of unbelief. They could not enter into rest. We cannot enter into rest because of unbelief as well. If we've got unbelief, you're not going to be at peace. You're not going to be at rest. We've got to get to the place where God is God. And that's it. This is not a debate. It's not a discussion. God is God. Can God protect me in this coronavirus? You better bet he can. Can God supply my funds that I need in the coronavirus, even though I lost my job? You better believe he can. You trust God, you believe God. Amen. And so the Holy Ghost will lead and guide us. But we've got to get to that place of faith where I trust you, I believe you, and I know your voice. You know his voice. John 10:27, my sheep hear my voice and I know them and they follow me. That's what Jesus said, right? My sheep hear my voice and I know them and they follow me. The footsteps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord. And then Romans 8:14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the children of God. We hear God's voice. We hear God's voice every day, all day long, talking to us. Just learn to get into that frequency. Plug in. You know, in this room right now, there's Hebrew, there's Russian, there's South African, Afrikaans, there's Spanish, there's German, there's Greek, there's Portuguese, there's French. It's all in this room right now. And all I need is a proper receiver, and I can plug in and I can hear any language. We got the same thing. We've got to get our believer as our receiver into that Spirit of God and start hearing what God's saying. Because God said in these end times, in the times we're in right now, he said, they that have ears to hear and they that have eyes to see, let them see and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church. The Spirit of the Lord is not saying to the unsaved. He's saying to you and me, the church. He's talking to us right now. And boy, are we needed right now. We are more relevant now than we've ever been in our lifetime.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerald Curry of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the donate or give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support and God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler Pro Rodeo and Horseman headquarters. They also have a boot department with Ariat, Double H, Carolina, Justin, Rocky Durango, Danpost, Lucchese boots, along with many Tonka, moccasins, and Stetson hats. West of Old England is located in the Bruner Plaza,